Hello and welcome to Big Seas Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Big Spiderbeck, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Big Seas Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Big Spiderbeck. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. Today's program represents a very special occasion. It marks the 100th Big Seas Alive broadcast. Now, since I've been doing these programs every other week, 100 programs means 200 weeks divided by 52. It's about 4 years. It is hard to believe that I've been doing this for 4 years. I started it sort of as an experiment, see which way it would go. It turns out that it is now an integral part of the Bixography. Now, of course, the year 2003 is also the 100th birthday of Bix. So I thought I would combine these two 100 milestones and make an all Bix program. And the way I propose to do this is to divide the program into two parts. The first part will be dedicated or devoted to recordings of Bix himself, and the second part will be using recordings by modern musicians playing tributes to Bix. Now, for the recordings by Bix himself, I decided to play four recordings from 1929 with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Now, you might ask, why choose 1929 Whiteman recordings? Well, it turns out that the Wolverine recordings, the Trumbauer, the Bix and his gang are very well known and are played consistently by musicians in various festivals, and I'm going to play some of those in the tributes to Bix. The Whiteman recordings, especially the later ones, are not that well known, so I thought it would be nice to play in Bix's 100th birthday some of his later recordings with the Whiteman, showing that he still, in spite of illnesses, his sound was beautiful and his improvisation and imagination fantastic. All right. First recording of Bix with Whiteman is from April 5th, 1929. It's I'm in Seventh Heaven, a composition by Buddy De Silva, Lou Brown, and Ray Henderson. It was used in the motion picture Saved with Songs. This was recorded in the Union Square studio of Columbia Phonograph Company in New York City. The musicians, a big band here, Charles Margulis and Harry Goldfield on trumpet, Andy Sikris and Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, Boyce Cullen, Wilbur Hall and Bill Rank on trombone, Chester Hazlitt, Charles Strickfaden, Bernie Daly, Roy Redmire, Irving Friedman and Frank Trumbauer on the reeds, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell and Matty Malnek on violin, Roy Bargi and Lenny Hayton on piano, Min Liebrook on brass bass, Mike Trafficante on string bass and Mike Pingitori on banjo, and George Marsh on drums. The vocal is by the Rhythm Boys, Bing Crosby, Al Rinker, and Harry Barris. Now, what I want to do is read from Don Rayner's biography of Paul Whiteman, what he writes for this particular recording following the listing. And this is how it goes. One of Chalice's best arrangements for Whiteman in 1929. After an 8-bar introduction during which Bix plays a 2-bar break in a derby, the band moves into the first chorus, which includes an 8-bar trombone solo played more or less straight by Bill Rank. Bix, cleverly improvising around Strickfaden's matter-of-fact baritone sax melody, takes most of the second chorus with a mellow alto sax solo by Chester Hazlitt sandwiched in between Bix's two solos. The Rhythm Boys vocal chorus follows the verse. The trio incorporates a flair, one of Chalice's signature arrangement devices, at the end of one of their lines, a wah. A Bargi and Hayton piano duet and a straight violin solo by concertmaster Dieterle fill out most of the last chorus. In the final 8 bars, the whole band brings the record to a swinging conclusion. I'm going to follow that with a recording from May 3rd, 1929. Again, Columbia Phonograph Company, the Union Square Studio. This is Reaching for Someone, a Walter Donaldson and Edgar Leslie tune. And the composition of the band is basically the same as I gave before. Let's see, there is in addition Jack Fulton on trombone and Bernie Daly on alto sax. The rest is basically the same. There is only one piano here, Roy Bargi. And the vocal is by Bing Crosby. Arrangement again by Bill Chalice. And this is what Don Rayner tells us about this recording. Terrific Chalice arrangement with outstanding hot solos by Rank, Beiderbecke, and especially Trumbauer. Bing Crosby supplies a wonderful jazzy vocal. Bix's 8-bar solo is all that he plays on the whole arrangement. Bix had recently been through quite a period of illness, and Chalice, being sensitive to this, was probably exercising some prudent caution. So let's start this special 100th broadcast and 100th Bix birthday by playing two recordings of Bix with Paul Whiteman in the year 1929. Thank you.
baby said yes. I know that I've flown a great big seven, and she was the prize. What lips and what eyes. I'll say that she's got all the stuff, got all the things. She says that I'm angel enough without the wings. Wow. And that's why I'm in the seventh heaven, heaven, having a heck of a time.
And care, very fond of petting, but I'm getting nowhere. Reaching for someone, not finding anyone there. No sweet romancer to answer my prayer. Always building castles that nobody will share. Reaching for someone, not finding anyone there. Is there a June, honeymoon? Is there a tune, lover's croon? Is there a day coming soon? When I'll find someone somewhere round, no wouldn't worry, who wouldn't swear? Heaven is a Hades when you're up in the air, reaching for someone, not finding anyone there.
That is very beautiful stuff. I cannot imagine Bix not enjoying being in the Paul Whiteman Orchestra with such competent, professional, outstanding musicians, and not enjoying it. I'm sure Bix loved to be in the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, unlike what some people and critics and writers have said. I will venture a bold opinion, something new for me. The people who think that Bix did not enjoy his years with Weidman are those who feel that unless it is jazz, it's no good. Well, Paul Weidman maybe didn't play jazz, but he certainly was good. All right, let me continue with the music. I will play now a recording from May 4th, 1929. Again, Union Square, New York City, Columbia Phonograph Company, Oh Miss Hannah. Composition by Jesse Deppen and Thelka Hollingsworth. Musicians are Charles Margulis and Harry Goldfield on trumpet, Andy Secrets and Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, Boyce Cullen, Wilbur Hall, Bill Rack and Jack Fulton on trombone, Chester Hazlitt, Charles Strickfaden, Bernie Daly, Roy Redmeyer, Irving Friedman and Frank Trombauer on reeds, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell, John Bauman, Charles Gaylord on violin, Roy Bargy on piano, Lenny Hayton on celeste, Min Liebrook on brass bass, Mike Trafficante on the string bass, and Mike Pingitori on banjo, and George Marsh on drums. Now let's see. Here is, this is an arrangement by Bill Charlis again, and here is what Don Reno tells us about this recording. Lovely record that opens with Strickfaden's mellow English horn. Trombauer plays a good hot solo on alto saxophone rather than C melody. On the vocal, Crosby comes in with a jazzy glissando, a great lead-in, and closes with the jazzy phrasing, tastefully overlapped, a Bix as he steps into his muted cornet solo. Yes, I had forgotten to say that the vocal was by Bing Crosby. Those glissandos that Bing Crosby makes, they really get to me. Beautiful stuff. Okay. And I will follow that with a recording from September 6, 1929. This is the last recording session of Bix with the Paul Weidman Orchestra. And I'll play one of the three selections cut. Okay. I'll take that back. This is not September 6th, this is September 13th. In September 6th, there were four attempts to record Waiting at the End of the Road. They all were rejected. On September 13th, there were four more attempts, and take number 8 was the one that was mastered. Waiting at the End of the Road, September 13, 1929, Paul Weidman and his orchestra. This is an Irving Berlin composition, one of my favorite Irving Berlin songs. Arranger is Ferdy Groffé. And the composition of the band is, let me see, basically the same as the one before. Yes, there is an additional violin here, that's Otto Landau. And another violin, Ted Bacon. The rest is just exactly the same, except for the addition of Eddie Lang on guitar in this recording. And Don Reno doesn't say very much about this recording, simply says, another featured vocal by Crosby, notable as the last Weidman disc with a Bix solo. Now, I must save for the sake of completeness that many people feel that the solo here in Waiting at the End of the Road is not by Bix but by Andy Secrest. Opinions are divided. Obviously Don Rayner feels that Bix is in the recording, so do I. So let's listen then to two recordings of Bix Beiderbecke with Paul Weidman in 1929.
H coming out tonight. The mockingbirds am singing, and the moon am shining bright. The roses am a nodding, and a swaying in the breeze. Get on your Sunday, go to meeting clothes, and come along, please. Be singing at the end of the road. I can't go wrong, I must go right. I'll find my way, cause a guiding light will be shining at the end of the road. There may be thorns in my path, but I'll wear a smile, cause in a little while my path will be roses. The rain may fall from up above, but I won't stop, cause the ones I love will be waiting at the end of the road.
That was very, very beautiful. Okay, now I'm going to turn to the second part of the program, in which I will play recordings by modern musicians by playing homage or honoring Bix on the occasion of his 100th birthday. First number that I want to play comes from a CD that Paul Pocioloni Strandberg kindly sent to me recently, and it's entitled In Honor of Bix, Paul and His Gang Live 2003. And the side that I want to play is My Pretty Girl. In parentheses it says Wild Version. And the personnel here is Paul Bottoloni Strandberg on cornet, Marie-Christine Kiki Desplat on cornet, Dimitri Markevics on trombone, Lars Erik Ström on clarinet or alto, Sven Bjerstedt on piano, Dennis Johnson on banjo, and Jonas Eilert on sousaphone. This was recorded in 2003, Paul and his gang, in honor of Bix. Was a very dynamic version, in fact, wild, as described in the cover of the CD. Really a very, very exciting rendition of this tune, classic tune of Bix with the Gene Golcat Orchestra. Okay, now let's slow down a bit, and I would like to turn to a CD by Peter Eklund entitled Gigs, Reminiscing in Music. It's an Arbor's Records CD number 19230, and the fifth track is called Blue Bix. It's a composition by Peter Eklund. In the liners, Peter writes, written while working on a book of transcriptions of jazz solos by the great cornetist Bix Beiderbecke. The opening phrase is classic Bix from several famous solos. Marty Gross says, Blue Bix sounds like a brand of detergent, but I can't think of a more appropriate title. This is a very small group, has Peter Eklund on cornet, Frank Vignola on guitar, David Grisman on mandolin, and Murray Wall on bass. Recorded on April 30th, 1998 at the
Pomeroy Audio in Brooklyn, New York. Doug Pomeroy should be known to most of Bix's fans as the audio engineer in the Mosaic set on Bix's Tram and Tea Garden. So let's listen to Blue Bix, Peter Eklund, 1998. I regret to inform you that that composition did not remind me at all of Bix. One reason, it's too bluesy, and Bix's specialty was not the blues. It was a different kind of sensibility that he had. Well, anyway, it's a nice effort on the part of Peter Eklund. All right, now I'm going to turn to CD entitled Celebrating Bix. The Bix Centennial All-Stars celebrate his 100th birthday. Again, it's an Arbor's record. This one is ARC CD number 19271. And the track that I want to play is Borneo. Now let me read to you what Randy Sankey writes about this particular rendition of Borneo. The opening chorus in our arrangement of Borneo was put together on the spot based on a sudden inspiration from Don Barrett. Everyone chimed in, and the result is an exotic South Sea reverie, which includes Scott Robinson playing the bridge on a clarinet sans mouthpiece to simulate wild man Sam's tooting on his bamboo horn call. Vince Giordano handles the melody in the opening section, and he and Scott engage in a chase chorus involving two now extinct species of saxophone, the bass and the C melody. Following a bravura vocal from the Manhattan Rhythm Kings, arranged by Pete Martinez, the band launches into the famed Bix and Tramp chase chorus. We refer to it now as trading fours, though in this case it's actually twos. In our version, the three cornets chase the three C melody sexes, after which a final jam chorus ensues. Now for the credits in this particular track, it says arranged by the band Manhattan Rhythm Kings, vocal arranged by Pete Martinez, cornets in chase chorus scored by Peter Eklund, C melody saxophones in chase chorus scored by Dan Levinson. John Eric Kelso on cornet, lead, Randy Sankey cornet, Dan Barrett cornet, Harvey Tibbs trombone, Dan Levinson clarinet and C melody and saxophone lead, Scott Robinson clarinet, N-O-T, C melody saxophone, Pete Martinez, C melody saxophone, Mark Shane piano, Howard Alden guitar, Vince Giordano bass saxophone, Joe Ascioni drums, the Manhattan Rhythm Kings are Mark Kessler, Brian Nalepka, and Hall Shane. The solos, Scott Robinson, clarinet, some mouthpiece, Vince Giordano, Scott Robinson, trade fours. Well, let's listen then to the Bix Centennial All-Stars celebrating Bix in the year 2003.
Put your jewels in Borneo way down the Borneo.
Well, that was a very interesting rendition of Borneo. I love those chase choruses or whatever, this, I guess, called trading twos or fours. These are a bunch of very talented musicians showing their skills as well as bringing back the spirit of the Bix and Tram recording. All right, now from this large group, I'm going to go to a very small group. I want to play one track from the original motion picture soundtrack of the film Bix, An Interpretation of a Legend. I want to play the last track on the CD. It's an RCA PD-74766. This is a composition dedicated to Pupi Avati by Bob Wilbur. It was recorded in Rome on May 18, 1990. It has Andy Stein on violin and Keith Nichols on piano. It's entitled simply Bix. Was very beautiful, a fitting tribute to Bix. Okay, again, now I'm moving from a very small group to a small, somewhat larger, not very large. This will be a track from the CD entitled Thank You Bix, a tribute to the legendary Bix Beiderbecke by Dutch bands and musicians. It's a Royal Oak Records number 5001, and I am grateful to Hans for having sent me a copy of this very nice CD. The track that I want to play is Davenport Blues, Bix Beiderbecke's composition, the only one he made for a band. And I'll read from the liners. It's the Grand Avenue Irregulars are not really an existing band, but were called together twice, albeit with a somewhat different personnel, in 26 years to record a big tune. The second time was this year, when we decided to record Big's own composition Davenport Blues with a formation exactly as in the original recording that Bix and his rhythm jugglers made in January of 1925. We tried to capture the atmosphere of that infamous session, which was held under very primitive conditions and aided by lots of alcohol. Without indulging too much in the latter, we managed to recreate the almost eerie sounds that Bix and his friends produced 78 years earlier. And the Irregulars are Hans Eekhoff on trumpet, Hans Kipp on trombone, Ronald Jensen Hetchmager on the clarinet, Peter King on piano, and Louis Debich on the drums. This was recorded in Holland on June 10, 2003. So here are the Grand Avenue Irregulars playing Davenport Blues in the year 2003. An excellent interpretation of Davenport Blues, the composition by Bix Beiderbecke. These guys are not doing a note-for-note recreation, but they do follow the arrangement by Bix and his rhythm jugglers, as well as they do some of their own improvisation. So the spirit of the piece is there, but not the copying of it. Well, let's get back to Bix now. ¶¶
We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.